Professional wrestling, like real life, is full of surprises. Hi, everyone. It's Freddie Prinze Jr. And it's no surprise I can talk wrestling all day, any day. Kind of like how State Farm agents can talk insurance and help you choose the right coverage. When it comes to important insurance decisions, let State Farm support you with the coverage you need backed with 24/7 support. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Being a chef means keeping your cool in the kitchen. And with Resi Priority Notify and Global Dining Access through my Amex Platinum card,
right this way,
it's nice to try someone else's food for a change. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Hey, girlfriends, it's me, Carol Fisher, back with another season of the global number one podcast, The Girlfriends. Last time, we investigated the murder of Gail Katz. This time, we're uncovering the identity of the woman who was buried in Gail's grave for a decade before she disappeared. Join me and the rest of the club as we tell her story. Listen to season two of The Girlfriends, Our Lost Sister on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
A new season of Bridgerton is here. And with it, a new season of Bridgerton, the official podcast. I'm your host, Gabby Collins. And this season, we are bringing fans even deeper into the ton. Watch season three of the Shondaland series on Netflix. Then fall in love all over again by listening to Bridgerton, the official podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Subscribe to catch a new episode every Thursday.
This is He Said, Ella Dijo, with Eric Winter and Rosalind Sanchez.
Hello.
Hi.
Buenos dias.
Buenos dias.
Buenas tardes.
Are you learning a little bit more Spanish?
Buenas tardes.
Buenas tardes. Bueno, son las, ¿qué hora es? Son las 12 más o menos. Estamos en buenas tardes o buen día.
Buen día. I mean, it's late enough to be buenas tardes, no?
No, buenas tardes is more like 2, 3, 4, 5, things like that.
Oh, later afternoon.
Late afternoon. Anyways, so what are we going to talk about today?
Well, we definitely want to tackle a few listener comments, some messages that we haven't been able to get to, so we'll do that.
Okay.
But one of the first things, you know, we touched on this a little bit in a previous episode, but I don't think the listeners quite understand how in the world you talked about going on a retreat that was better for your mind, body, and soul, something like that. Something that you learned about through a friend. And out of never talking to me about it once, never consulting after being gone for 4.5 months, saying, hey, I'm thinking about doing a retreat that's going to make me leave town again for time. Would you like to join? It's good for your spirit, your mind. Blah, 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 blah. You just went and this is so out of character for you. You booked a retreat in Austin, Texas without saying a word to me about anything and just assumed you were going to come back from Puerto Rico and then fly to Austin, Texas to go do a retreat and not see me or the kids and just disappear for 2 weeks.
Okay. That's all wrong.
That's what happened. That's what it was.
No. Okay. Are you done?
Yeah. Explain the logic.
Well, you know what? Number one, it wasn't for 2 weeks.
You had to go back 2 weekends in a row.
Yes, but it's 2.5 days. You go Friday, you're there Saturday, Sunday, you come back. And then 2 weeks after that, you go back for the level two, which is the second portion of it all.
For another 3 days?
So it's not for another 2.5 days.
Okay.
They do them in different places. Sometimes they do it in San Diego, but this time, I guess it's more effective for them to do it in Austin, Texas. So people from all over the states, most of them entrepreneurs, they go to Texas. It's one of those.
Okay.
Mindfulness.
It wasn't 2 full weeks gone.
No, it wasn't.
In what world would you not have at least said, hey, Eric, I learned about this thing. I'm thinking it would be a great experience. Would you have any interest in accompanying your wife on something where we might learn and grow together as a couple? Or, hey, I want to do something I think I need to do for myself. It could be really important. What do you think about me taking off for these couple weekends? At what point did you not think that that would be an interesting conversation to have with your partner before just doing it, booking it, and then planning on taking off?
Because at that moment, first of all, you're shooting the rookie until probably March, April
and?
Of 20, let me finish, 2023. It's something that I thought that I wanted to do. And it's actually a very, you can do it with a partner or with a husband or a wife or a colleague or a family member, but it's also very effective when you just go and you do this for yourself, because it helps you with everything in your life, marriage, you as a
fine.
Woman, parenthood,
wonderful.
Your work life.
Great.
So I was thinking, I want to, the dates available are August. I think it was end of August, September.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I don't want to wait until next year to mm-hmm. do this, because the friend that was advising me to do it says, this is incredible for every single human being.
Okay.
So I think you should do this. So I encourage you to do it. And these are the dates. And I was like, Eric is not going to be available. So maybe this is something that I can just do
and
by
not
myself.
And tell then, him or even ask about it?
I'm sure I told you.
Never.
So how do you know about it?
Because you one day said, oh, I forgot. This retreat's coming up that I have to go to, and I think I might need to cancel. I'm like, what are you talking about? Oh, this retreat I booked for 2 weekends in Austin, Texas, and I'm going to go. You're what? I'm going to go to retreat by myself to mind, body, soul experience.
Yeah.
The whole that's how I found out.
It's supposed to be an incredible thing to
that's
do
how I
for
found
yourself.
Out.
Okay, so you found out, but and then I decided
I
because
that to
I was
you?
Like, I didn't calculate it. It was very close from me coming back from Puerto Rico to leaving the kids and leaving you. And I was like, you know what? I don't think I'm ready. As much as I want to do the retreat, because I really want to, I was like, I don't want to leave.
Doesn't matter.
Home.
You still booked it without even discussing with me.
Yeah, Eric, because you know, sometimes
if
you know,
I would have done
I'm my own person.
But if I would have been my own person in this situation and said, I'm going to take off on a retreat to freaking Miami, Florida for
it was not
God
Miami.
Knows what.
It's not Miami.
Austin, Texas, New York, anywhere.
The sad thing
Cabo.
Is that you should be, the sad, first of all, you're just, again, you're changing things
if I
and you're changing
to go
the
anywhere.
Context of things.
If I wanted to go
you're
anywhere.
Mentioning Cabo and Miami because those are party places that you just go.
Austin, Texas is not a party place?
No, I don't know, but the way
it's
I see Austin, Texas, I wouldn't go to Austin, Texas to Paris.
It's definitely a party place.
You know me? It wouldn't be my choice.
Live music, it's got a vibe, it's
well,
cool, it's funky.
Not for me. I don't care about okay. Austin, Texas doesn't, to
my,
party.
My point is, have anyways. I booked a retreat for 2 weekends in a row without ever
say,
even discussing with you?
And if you say to me, Roz, this is something that I need to do for
no,
my
no.
mind.
But you didn't say that to me.
Then
you
I'll be like, go ahead.
No, you didn't say
do
that to
you,
me. You
and I hope you enjoy it and you grow and come back an amazing, an amazing human being.
You booked it. You didn't even have a conversation.
Eric, yeah. Like,
really? Yeah.
I don't have to ask
so
permission
as,
for to
okay,
anybody.
So as our listeners here, I ain't got to ask permission from to anybody either. I'm going to do me as she says it. All right? I'm going to be me.
Yeah.
All right. Everybody
anyway,
has witnessed
I mean,
that,
anyways,
that is
what,
and if I ever have a question I'm gonna just go to social okay. media which I can't stand and I'm gonna make sure that
what
everybody knows
what did your wife do you know what your wife did your wife
after
said after
my
not
head exploded and I was like
yeah.
what you're
and
doing
and then I was
what?
Like you know what I'm gonna have to move it I don't know exactly when's the next one maybe November I won't be able to do it so in 2023 hopefully there's one when you're not shooting and when that happens you want to do it together to me I think the experience would be amazing solo. But if you want to go as a couple, and then we can do it as a couple, it'd be beautiful. I don't really have a problem with it, to be honest.
I'm not going.
Okay.
I'm going to go by myself.
You can go by yourself. It's okay.
To Cabo.
You're missing the point anyways.
All right. We'll talk about something else.
I love sharing positive tips with my listeners on everything from health challenges to relationship troubles. Because life happens, baby, but you got this. Hi there, I'm Honey German, and I know we can all use some positive energy these days. That's why I make sure to empower my community, because a bit of motivation and support can go a long way. And luckily, we have State Farm to support us. Like when you talk to a State Farm agent to choose the coverage you need, and they have the options to protect the things you value most. It's the perfect positive tip you need. State Farm is also a big supporter of the My Cultura podcast network, where we as podcast hosts get to share our experiences and stories. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Listen to new episodes of your favorite My Cultura shows wherever you listen to podcasts.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Hey, girlfriends. It's me, Carol Fisher. I'm so excited to tell you about the brand new series of The Girlfriends. In season one, we told you about the murder of Gail Katz at the hands of my ex-boyfriend, Bob. At one point, a woman's torso washed up on Staten Island and was misidentified as Gail. She spent 9 years in Gail's grave, and then she just disappeared.
It's almost like it's become this moral obligation to find her.
And that's what we're going to do. Find this missing girlfriend and tell her story. With the help of some of your favorite girlfriends from season one, like my producer, Anna.
Oh, my God.
My friend, Dr. Mindy Shapiro.
Hi, it's Dr. Shapiro, and I'd like to speak with the deputy medical examiner.
And, of course, Gail's sister, Elaine Katz.
Having no closure, it kills you.
Join us as we try to solve a 35-year-old cold case. It's not going to be easy, but it's going to be one hell of a ride.
What?
I can't believe this.
Listen to season two of The Girlfriends, Our Lost Sister on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
A new season of Bridgerton is here. And with it, a new season of Bridgerton, the official podcast. I'm your host, Gabrielle Collins, and this season, we are bringing fans even deeper into the ton. Colin Bridgerton has returned from his travels abroad. Is betrothal written in the stars for the eligible bachelor? Meanwhile, the ton is reverberating with speculation of who holds Lady Whistledown's pen. We're discussing it all. I sit down with Nicola Coughlan, Luke Newton, Shonda Rhimes, and more to offer an exclusive peek behind the scenes of each episode of the new season. Watch season three of the Shondaland series on Netflix. Then, fall in love all over again by listening to Bridgerton, the official podcast, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Subscribe to catch a new episode every Thursday.
As the number one audio company, iHeartMedia gives you access to all. Every audience, live conversations, trusted influencers, and the insights and data you need to grow. iHeartMedia is your access company. Go to iHeartResults.com for more.
Can we go to the messages that the fans and the listeners, instead of talking about this Texas retreat?
I think there's part of you that just does want to escape. I think you want to escape already. Because just this morning, you were like, I said, oh my God. I said, finally, I'm working. I like to tease Rosin a little bit about being domestic because she just doesn't see herself as being domestic at all. And I like to tease her. And I said, oh, I love it. I'm working. I can't wait. I said, Roz, you going to the grocery store today? Because that's what I do all the time. So I said, Roz, I need you to go grocery shopping. I would like to have my food ready for dinner. And if you could just clean everything up a little bit, pack me a lunch for work, that would be amazing. And I love to tease her about any little domestic stuff because, like I said, she like her mind wants to explode. And she's like, I can't wait just to be out of here. And I'm like, you just got home. What do you mean you can't wait to be out of here? Because that ain't me, honey. What are you talking about?
I was joking, number one.
You made it like, out of here. Next thing you know, you book a retreat in freaking Austin, Texas. You're gone for 2 weeks.
Two weekends, whatever. What the heck
you're
are you talking
again
about?
For 2 weekends and you can't wait to
I'm not going to Texas to any retreat. That's done. It's going to have to wait until next year,
she wants to be out of here because I said, I can't wait for you to go grocery shopping and make me some dinner
because
tonight. By the way, the late Carla, who's cooking for us now, has actually made the food. All Rosin has to do is put on a plate and heat it up for me. And I said,
and you get so happy. Like yesterday, he was like,
I love to watch you squirm.
He needs to go to work. And he's like, can you prepare the lunch for me? And I was like, yeah, okay, no problem. So I'm preparing the whole thing. And I see him looking at me, salivating, like, I got her.
I took a video of her.
She is putting, she's actually packing a lunch for me. Like, it's a big deal. I will do it, no problem. It's the way you ask me to do it.
Because I know it makes you cringe.
No, because it's, whatever. Guys, all I've done since I've been back to Puerto Rico, all I've done is be a wife and a mom. All I do is
it's
a routine. I love it. I don't have a problem with it.
Well, you love being the wife or you love being the mom? You love being the mom.
I love doing everything. I do everything. I don't have a problem. I'm doing laundry. I'm like a freaking clean. I'm a maid.
I have become a maid,
which is fine. I just don't like feeling like I have to do it. I do it because I love it.
Oh my goodness. It's okay. She's trying to ditch me, guys. That's what's happening.
Like, you see how I look every morning when I get up? I look like a freaking scarecrow.
She's trying to ditch me.
Anyways, and people want to know about my diet. I don't really follow a diet, guys. You know that I was pescatarian and then I was going to transition to being vegan, but my stomach, as you all know, has been very, very funky. So I think I'm going to have to change my ways a little bit. But I just don't. Do I have a diet? I don't have a diet. I just like to. I don't know. What's my diet?
Right now, she does not need any diet. Her body looks fantastic. She looks incredible, but every day she says she needs to lose weight. I'm like, you got some curves happening right now. I need five to seven pounds less. No, you got curves.
And I'm working towards that.
She has curves.
It's giving me a hard time. I wonder because of this hysterectomy that I did. I'm hitting 50 soon, but I got super skinny after the surgery.
But you're not working out as hard. That's what's going on.
And then I'm going, but why do I have these 5 pounds that I don't want to have? And I wonder if it's related.
You're not working out as hard. You love to eat whatever you want to eat.
I like sweets.
Carla, who cooked for us, made us some cheese muffins, and Roz came home and had 13 cheese muffins in a day.
Of course
you're going to put on a little extra 5 pounds. You have 13 muffins.
They're gluten-free, guys. They're super healthy.
How many times? Oh my God, it drives me crazy. Just because it's gluten-free does not mean something is super healthy.
It's healthier.
If you have celiac, then it's important that it's gluten-free. If you are worried about inflammation in your body from gluten, then yes, I guess it can be a hint healthier. It doesn't reduce the amount of fat and sugar and stuff that's in the ingredients. Butter, cheese. You're having cheese muffins. 13 of them in a day.
They're tiny.
That's her diet, guys.
It's the equivalent of.
But she looks amazing. Maybe three, I love it.
Because you like.
You should have 13 more muffins.
Eric likes meat hanging. It's so weird.
Meat hanging. That's a little dramatic.
You like the chunky type?
No, I like curves.
I have curves even when I'm skinny.
No, but then you get too thin. And then the face gets thin. Just like me, my face gets more thin.
My face is always thin.
You get thinner when you lose weight. I like curves. Curves are great.
I'm losing 5 to 7 pounds. When I go back to fantasy.
Not eating 13 more muffins, you're not.
No, I threw them away. What did I do? What did I do like a good conscious eater? I was like, you know what? These are giving me a problem. Well, I don't need
more of them. You did the same thing you made. You had her make two dozen macadamia white chocolate chip cookies that were incredible. I started eating those every day. I'm like, I'm not going to, stay in shape either.
You are gaining a little weight though. It's okay.
I'm gaining a little weight.
I just destroyed his day. I'm joking.
Wow.
Anyways, I am joking.
See, I'm getting fat?
No.
You look
amazing. You look fantastic.
That's all sarcasm and lies.
You look great.
Wow.
And you know, I'm the first one to tell you.
I can't even work out as hard because
Eric, I'm the first one to tell you. When you get too skinny, I'm the first one to say, Eric, you're losing too much weight.
You're gaining size.
When you get big, I tell you, Eric, I see a little bit of a puff. You need to. I always tell you the truth. You're fine.
You just said it.
I was joking.
Wow.
I was joking.
Okay. All right, interesting. Eric. She just called me fat.
No, I didn't. Anyways, when is Mr. Winter going to learn Spanish? Good question.
When's our kid going to learn Spanish? As soon as you start speaking.
No, la pregunta no dice tus hijos. La pregunta dice, ¿cuándo tu esposo va a aprender español?
When I see you speaking Spanish to our son every day, I will learn Spanish as well because I'll be forced.
Yeah, right.
What do you mean, yeah, right? Let's make a deal on the podcast. Roslyn every day, never breaks, speaks in Spanish to Dylan every day because he asked to learn Spanish. He speaks Spanish. You speak every day to him in Spanish and I will learn Spanish. Okay. Deal?
Deal.
I'm never going to learn Spanish.
Deal?
There went that.
Don't depend on me.
No.
To do something good for you.
That's the deal we just made.
You, can I tell you something? You know a lot of Spanish. You just don't practice it, but you actually know.
Every time I'm speaking
in Spanish, you understand everything I'm saying.
Yeah, I understand.
To the point
stuff.
That I go, how the heck did he know? Does he know that what I said?
I understand things.
Anyways, how do you manage to keep the marriage strong with all the traveling and work? Yeah, he'll answer that question for you.
I'll answer it. You're the one that's doing all the traveling. So how do we keep it strong?
How?
I'm asking you.
We just communicate. We co-parent really well.
She's squirming, guys. This
we
is good.
We keep each other on our toes. We plan. We organize. We delegate. We do everything right.
Watching her squirm. Like swimming upstream right now.
No, I'm not. I just answered. I said.
It takes a lot of work.
It takes a lot of work.
But we make it happen.
Marriage is work.
Yeah. And when there's all that traveling involved and everything else, yeah, it's definitely a challenge. She approached me the other day. Oh, I guess we can't even talk about what it is. But she approached me the other day and said, Eric, I have to... always late at night, too. Always late at night.
I might have a big announcement that I'm so excited. I'm just working out the details, guys. And if it works out, I'm so happy because I love it. It's a big offer and I can't wait.
This is what happens in our house. We get in bed. Our day's been pretty good. And then she goes, and it's like, she becomes like the sweet Roslyn, right? There's like many, you know, everybody, we all got different sides. And she goes, Chew. I need to talk to you about something. As soon as that happens, like, oh my God.
Let me tell you something, guys. I wish you were there. I wish you were like a fly, like a mosquito overlooking the scene.
Why do our listeners have to be mosquitoes?
Because of, I say a fly, right? Or whatever, or a hidden camera. Because I start saying this and I say, Eric, you know, I have this opportunity. I just got offered to do this to a job that would make me very happy. His face transformed. Like I saw right in front of my eyes, his face, it was almost
like
a different human
being.
She's
been home.
And I'm looking at him going,
a month and a half.
Why are you like, your face is like a contortionist. Like, what the heck is going on? He's like, where are you going?
She's been home a month and a half. I got this job that is going to make me very happy. Clearly a job not in town, which as we've discussed today is going to make her very happy. And I said, okay, my response was, after I had to like literally scoot over as far on the side of the bed as I could be.
You died at that moment. And I was like, here we go. And
this job
said,
better
it's
be
very...
life-changing, game-changing, paying you so much money that
we can't
even
fathom.
He thought
it was acting. It was like acting.
It's not even an acting thing. I go, great. So it's directing. So you're going to be gone even longer.
She goes,
and
no,
then
I'm
it ended
directing.
Up being something totally different that involves hosting. And
it's not hosting either.
Whatever. It's a version of. And she would... fly herself back and forth every week. So she'd only have to be gone for 2 or 3 days out of the week. And I was like, totally fine. That's good.
Yeah.
I could probably use those 3 days.
Wow. So so there you go. That was the truth. No wonder he was like, I'm fine with that. I'm totally fine with that. And I was like,
that
was easy.
What am I going to do? Rise this guy Thursday, Friday? What are my plans?
And I will take the kids with me every single weekend. So you're by yourself. Would you like that? That would make me very happy. I can take Sabella 1 weekend, Dylan the other one, then Sabella 1 weekend, yeah. Dylan.
And
so you have some time off.
Basically traveling all the time because you're
she'll be very happy.
Nonstop.
She loves traveling with me. She has a blast.
Anyway,
that way you can have vacations every single weekend.
We worked it out. Maybe she'll have an announcement to make, but I ended up being a very supportive husband
you
again.
You were. I was.
Very
I,
supportive
I so
husband.
Much. I appreciate. I was like, thank you so much for the support. Mm-hmm. It means a lot to me, and it does. Thank you. If it happens, thank you for the support.
Oh, you're so welcome.
I often get asked why I'm such a big fan of wrestling, and it's all thanks to my grandma. Growing up, we would watch matches together, and that bond turned me into a lifelong fan. Hi, I'm Freddie Prinze Jr., and on my podcast, Wrestling with Freddie, we know how important it is to have the right teammate, because things can get pretty tricky quick. So, when things get complicated and you need help, State Farm gives you options. They show you what's possible for ensuring what matters to you. One of the things that matters to me? Sharing memories and revisiting wrestling's greatest moments. And with State Farm's support of the My Cultura Podcast Network, I get to do just that. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Listen to new episodes of your favorite My Cultura shows, wherever you listen to podcasts.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notified, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Hey, girlfriends, it's me, Carol Fisher. I'm so excited to tell you about the brand new series of The Girlfriends. In season one, we told you about the murder of Gail Katz at the hands of my ex-boyfriend, Bob. At one point, a woman's torso washed up on Staten Island and was misidentified as Gail. She spent 9 years in Gail's grave, and then she just disappeared.
It's almost like it's become this moral obligation to find her.
And that's what we're going to do. Find this missing girlfriend and tell her story. With the help of some of your favorite girlfriends from season one, like my producer, Anna.
Oh my God.
My friend, Dr. Mindy Shapiro.
Hi, it's Dr. Shapiro, and I'd like to speak with the deputy medical examiner.
And of course, Gail's sister, Elaine Katz.
Having no closure, it kills you.
Join us as we try to solve a 35-year-old cold case. It's not going to be easy, but it's going to be one hell of a ride.
What?
I can't believe this.
Listen to season two of The Girlfriends, Our Lost Sister on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
A new season of Bridgerton is here. And with it, a new season of Bridgerton, the official podcast. I'm your host, Gabrielle Collins, and this season, we are bringing fans even deeper into the ton. Colin Bridgerton has returned from his travels abroad. Is betrothal written in the stars for the eligible bachelor? Meanwhile, the ton is reverberating with speculation of who holds Lady Whistledown's pen. We're discussing it all. I sit down with Nicola Coughlan, Luke Newton, Shonda Rhimes, and more to offer an exclusive peek behind the scenes of each episode of the new season. Watch season three of the Shondaland series on Netflix. Then, fall in love all over again by listening to Bridgerton, the official podcast, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Subscribe to catch a new episode every Thursday.
Mother's Day is right around the corner, and in true She Pivots fashion, we're highlighting moms who've dedicated their lives and their pivots to supporting mothers. The iconic Christy Turlington will join us to talk about launching Every Mother Counts after pivoting from her 90s supermodel days. And later, the co-CEOs of Baby to Baby will share how they're addressing the needs for millions of babies and moms. So tune in and subscribe to She Pivots. New episodes out every Wednesday. Listen to She Pivots on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You know, I mean, you said, you did something today that I was, it was very odd. She thinks that I am not chivalrous. And I swear, I pride myself on being chivalrous.
Oh my goodness.
To the point that we parked in front of the podcast, you know, to go to our podcast.
Guys, you hear you listen to the podcast every week. Is he
chivalrous?
Is he chivalrous?
Heck did you just call me?
What is it?
Chivalrous.
That's a weird freaking word. Chivalrous.
Let's just make this whole podcast about you saying chivalrous. Go.
Chivalrous.
What?
Chivalrous?
What?
I don't know, whatever.
Chivalrous.
¿Cómo se dice chivalrous?
Chivalrous is not a word.
En español. Déjame buscarlo. ¿Cómo se dice eso en español? Caballero o ser un caballero, ser caballeroso.
Caballero, isn't that a cowboy?
Espérate, déjame, ¿cómo se escribe en inglés? How do you write that in English? Chivalrous.
Chivalrous?
Chivalry. Oh, chivalry. What?
Chivalry is the term, yeah, chivalry.
Yeah, heck. Chivalry.
Chivalry.
I can say it, sorry. In Spanish.
All right, well,
Spanish.
Here you go, she just told you right there.
What is it? Caballería, exacto, caballeroso, caballería, exacto. Are you caballería? Okay, yeah, caballeroso. ¿Tú eres caballeroso?
What?
¿Tú eres un caballero? como el caballero
El
caballero de la salsa, Gilberto Santa Rosa, cantante de salsa, de música tropical puertorriqueño, adorado, amado por muchos, incluyendo a mí.
I believe.
Él es el caballero de la salsa. Why? Because he's the perfect gentleman.
Okay, I believe that I am. I open the door for you when we leave anywhere. I'm always letting you out first. I open the door when you get in the car. I believe you asked me, Eric, can you go get me some water? Eric, can you get my mouth guard? Eric, can you... I do all the things you asked me to do.
Why do you make me sound like I'm a freaking truck driver? I'm very confused. I am very confused.
Isn't that how it goes?
No.
Eric.
I said, Chew, can you please bring me the mouth guard? Thank you. That's how it goes.
Take Dylan and get back here to meet the pool guy.
Okay, no. Wait, okay.
That was...
Okay, I'm gonna
that wasn't a truck driver?
Guys, again.
That wasn't a truck driver? You're telling me that was a truck driver this morning?
Guys, so let's go back to Eric. And so Eric prides himself into making me do things to make him feel scared. To make him feel like, you know, I'm doing things
I'll
for him.
I'll get my side of the story in a second.
So no. So this is what's funny. So he finds a problem with everything. So we have a pool and we have a pool cover, one of those like electric pool covers that goes, that the covers a pool and you can walk on top of it for the dogs, for the kids, you know, so there's no emergencies and nobody falls and whatever. So it's been, I don't know, it's doing something that he doesn't like. It's a little crooked, it's a little, I don't know what it is. And he's very specific about calling the company 100,000 times and having them come
they
over.
They gave me an appointment that was for tomorrow. They scheduled it.
So they scheduled this appointment to come back, probably for the fifth time, to deal with the pool cover.
Uh-huh.
And I had my day planned. I know I want to get up, stop.
It's in the family calendar.
No.
It's in the family calendar.
Okay, it is, but it's not my problem. I didn't call the pool guys. It has nothing to do with
me. And what I said this morning, Roz, I need to be at the house today. I said,
yes.
I need to be at the house this morning to meet the pool guys. They have a time frame of 8 to 10. I need to be here. So I need to see if you can take Dylan to school.
Okay. And my response was, okay.
I need to stretch. I said,
Eric, one of my pet peeves, when I have a day that is already booked and packed, don't mess with it.
She said my day.
It annoys the shit out of me because I have to be home for the pool guys.
I said I need to be home for the pool guys.
Okay, Eric,
my day is planned. And I said, wait. I said, planned? Doing what? And she said, I need to stretch and walk.
I said, I need to stretch and work out before the podcast because I don't have time after the podcast.
I said, if you take Dylan to school, then I'll be here for the, and you'll be back by 8:30. You can still stretch and walk.
No.
And then you said, oh, just stop. Have your mom do it. I said, you have to stretch and walk.
Listen to me. Stop. You're just lying.
It's the truth.
Stop.
And I said, and then so I said,
Eric,
Roz,
let me finish. No. His mom,
it's the truth.
God bless Gwen. Gwen is our mother-in-law, his mom, assistant, producer, executive assistant, nanny, second mom, dad. She's everything all together, right? She like basically runs our life. Thank God we have her. So Gwen gets up every single morning to help, right? And she takes either Sabella or Dylan or both. A lot of the time she takes them both to summer camp because she's like, you know what? I have no problem. So he had an issue when I said, you know what, do me a favor so I don't mess up my day. Can you have, look at me, I'm doing all the lunches and the snacks for the kids. And I'm like, every morning I look, like I said, like a scarecrow. And I said, so I don't have to rush. Can your mom, since your mom is taking Sabella, she can take Dylan. I don't want her to do both things. It's too much.
Because you always say we use her too much and it's a lot.
It's true. I feel bad. She doesn't have a life.
I said, perfect. So I'm not working today.
Wait. She doesn't have a life because all we do is like, Gwen, can you do this? Gwen, can you do this? Gwen, and she gladly does it because she loves you and she's incredible. So today, she doesn't have a problem. I freaking forgot my lunch to take my lunch to work. So she makes the mom that she's perfectly happy doing her puzzles at the house, resting, retired, living life, makes her come to the house, grab the stuff, go all the way to Paramount.
Because my wife isn't going to do what happened yesterday.
Because I'm busy.
I left my lunch. I said I left my lunch in the fridge.
Yeah, and I said, you'll eat it when you come back.
I said, Ross, can you bring it to my work fridge? She goes,
I said, I can't.
No, I can't. You eat it when you come back. I said, but then that won't give me lunch or dinner. I forgot it. And she says, well, too bad. And then I said,
my mom can't do that. You're not going to call your mom to do that again. Leave your mom alone.
And so I had no food. I had to get it from work.
Yeah, like said, and this was good. But that morning, this is what you're saying. That morning, he has whole lunch packed that I packed.
I forgot it.
That I packed. I packed lunch and dinner and snacks for him. And he forgot. But when he I was packing, you said, he's looking on the phone. I go, what are you looking at? I'm looking at the menu that the work is providing so I can order something. Why are you ordering something, Eric, when you... I just packed you all this food. Just in case I need it. So
something extra.
So, okay. You left the food. You could have easily ordered from work.
I had to.
There you go.
But I asked you to bring it to work.
I couldn't do it. I was doing ADR and I was busy.
And then after ADR, you were not busy because then the rest of the day you didn't remember to do anything.
I don't remember what I did, but I was busy.
The dog said no food. I said, what'd you do all day? She goes, I don't even know. I go, because you did nothing all day. So she didn't take me the food.
I did.
And she did nothing.
Anyways,
all
the
day.
Point is, today
I
had a problem.
I lost track of this point.
Today, this is too long. This podcast is way too long.
So then, we'll wrap this up.
I don't want to talk
anymore. Wrap this up real quick.
The point is,
ultimately,
he had a problem with his mom taking the kids today to camp.
So the kids were
because he wanted me to be home so I could deal with the pool guys just to bug me.
I said, call me with the pool guys, get there. I can gladly talk them through it over the phone.
No.
And
that's uncomfortable.
And then my mom, the kids weren't ready in time, so she couldn't take him. So I had to take Dylan. And she literally yelled to me. I'm not kidding. Eric! And it was like super loud. My mom was in the kitchen. I was like, I can't hear you, Roz. So I walk in there. I said, what'd you say? You better drop him off and get right back home. That's not talking like a truck driver. Did you not say those words?
Because you said, I can't hear you. So I had to
But I was standing in the doorway looking at you.
I didn't know you were at the doorway.
Oh, you looked in my eyes and said, you better drop him off and come right back home. Is that true or not?
Oh my God.
To the point that I got home and I said, you owe me an apology.
I was not going to give you the pleasure.
You owe me an apology.
And then I said, okay, Eric, you know what? I apologize. Because you, and then he kept going, and then he annoys me. I just apologize. Well, I don't believe it. The tone was not right. Oh, shut up.
Because you said, I apologize. But I mean, but. And I was like, there's no but.
Anyways, guys, my husband is crazy.
All right, good talk. Woo, therapy session for the day.
This was terrible.
Till next time, love you.
To our listeners, I apologize for this podcast. It's been horrific. Anyways, we love you. I love you. Bye.
Love you. Bye. Thanks for listening. Don't forget to write us a review and tell us what you think.
If you want to follow us on Instagram, check us out at @HeSaidElladijo or send us an email, ericandross@iheartradio.com. He Said Ella Dijo is part of iHeartRadio's My Cultura podcast network.
See you next time.
Bye.
Thank you for traveling with Amex Platinum. To your right, you'll see oceanside relaxation at a fine hotel and resort property. When booked through Amex Travel, you can enjoy complimentary breakfast for 2 and 4 p.m. late checkout. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Tengo diabetes.
Yo, asma.
Estamos en riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica. 19 años o más con afecciones crónicas como asma, diabetes, EPOC o enfermedad cardíaca, o tienes 65 años o más, estás en mayor riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica. Pregunta a tu médico o farmacéutico sobre Prevnar 20, una vacuna de Pfizer que puede ayudar a proteger contra la neumonía neumocócica con una sola dosis. Aunque te hayas vacunado previamente con otras vacunas contra la neumonía, Prevnar 20 puede ayudar a proveer protección adicional. Prevnar 20 está aprobada para adultos para ayudar a prevenir infecciones de 20 cepas de la bacteria que causa la neumonía neumocócica. La aprobación continua puede depender de un estudio de apoyo. No uses Prevnar 20 si has tenido una reacción alérgica grave a la vacuna o a sus componentes. Los adultos con sistemas inmunitarios debilitados pueden tener una respuesta reducida a la vacuna. Los efectos secundarios incluyen dolor e hinchazón en el área de la inyección, fatiga, dolor de cabeza, dolor muscular y en las coyunturas. Para obtener la información para la prescripción completa, llama al 1-855-213-2138 o visita Prevnar20enespañol.com.
Hey girlfriends, it's me, Carol Fisher, back with another season of the global number one podcast, The Girlfriends. Last time we investigated the murder of Gail Katz. This time, we're uncovering the identity of the woman who was buried in Gail's grave for a decade before she disappeared. Join me and the rest of the club as we tell her story. Listen to season 2 of The Girlfriends, Our Lost Sister on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
A new season of Bridgerton is here. And with it, a new season of Bridgerton, the official podcast. I'm your host, Gabby Collins. And this season, we are bringing fans even deeper into the ton. Watch season 3 of the Shondaland series on Netflix. Then fall in love all over again by listening to Bridgerton, the official podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Subscribe to catch a new episode every Thursday.
Hi, I'm Michael Rappaport.
And I'm Kibi Rappaport.
And together we're hosting Rappaport's Reality Podcast.
We have a passion for reality TV, and we're inviting you into our living room.
We're dissecting the drama, and we're giving praise to the single greatest form of entertainment on television today. That is right. Reality TV is the greatest form of entertainment on television today.
Listen to Rappaport's Reality with me, Kibi Rappaport.
And me, Michael Rappaport, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.